This is AgriPulse Drought Time for Friday, April 17th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Kelly. Well, this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest is House Agriculture Committee Vice Ranking Member Chantel Brown. The Ohio Democrat is next in line to lead her party on the committee in the next Congress. Brown is not a fan of the farm bill approved by the full committee this year, even if seven members from her side of the aisle favored it.
For many of us on the Democratic side, I don't think that it was a good starting point when we did not address the SNAP cuts, the SNAP provision to have the states administer the cost of the program. That is going to be disastrous, and Republicans and Democratic governors have both indicated that that cannot be sustainable for states, and so that is a huge red flag. But the other thing is the $1 billion cuts to conservation, the cutting of funds for research, and the failure to expand the scholarship, 1890 scholarship program. Those are pretty much non-starters for a person like me. And so if we're going to be serious, then we have to look at those things.
Brown says the Trump administration prevented leadership on the committee from finding a compromise on farm and nutrition language.
I think that Chairman Thompson has been well-intentioned, that he has led with trying to find bipartisan solutions, and we actually had some agreements in the past that were undercut and undermined by the administration. So I think the process became a little bit frustrating for our leadership because of that, where we had agreements, they weren't fulfilled because the Trump said no go. And so unfortunately for GT, that made it very difficult for our leadership to come to the table with confidence that we could come up with bipartisan agreement.
The farm bill is expected to see floor consideration in the House before the end of the month. Chairman Glenn Thompson is hoping for Democratic votes to push the bill through the lower chamber. Brown isn't sure that can happen.
If we don't address the issue around the cost shift to states, that it's going to be difficult to get a lot of support from the Democrats. And that, because again, that's going to impact so many folks. And we saw that during the initial, the first government shutdown around the holidays in October, November. And so we don't, that would be a starting point, but certainly if we can't even get that on the table, I'm not sure that we'll get a lot of support from my colleagues on the Democrat side.
Brown said if the House flips and if she's the new committee chair, she'd want to review the current language.
Because we're in a place where the farm bill has been in such a so long overdue, right, that it gives us an opportunity to reimagine some things. I know, and bring all of the rebuild that farm bill coalition, and to bring all 12 titles to the table, back to the table, so that we can figure out how to give a little so that everyone wins and not robbing Peter to pay Paul. I don't think it's fair that we take from one title to pay for another. And so I would love to be able to bring that type of coalition back, and to, again, to your point, to be able to get wins that have bipartisan support, like year-round E15 across the finish line.
AgriPulse Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. Finally, the USDA's cattle on feed report this afternoon showed total number of animals on feed down 1% at 11.6 million head, placements down 7%, marketing's down 6%. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. For a half century, pesticides have affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without them, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential pesticides so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweeds.farming.com. This message brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of America's farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.